This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Good grief, it's Friday again already, and I'm here in the kitchen with Gaynor. Hello, Gaynor.
Hello, Kevin.
What are you making for us today, Gaynor?
Today we're making Yorkshire pudding and toad in the hole, using the Yorkshire pudding mix.
Can you tell me that again? I thought toad in the hole was sausages and Yorkshire pudding.
It is, but I've got to tell you how to make the Yorkshire pudding first. But
okay.
At the same time, I'm cooking the sausages all and right. I'm making a toad in the hole.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry I asked then. Right, come on then. Tell us how to do toad in the hole.
I am going to make toad in the hole. This recipe will make 24 Yorkshire puddings, or 4 Yorkshire puddings and a toad in the hole.
I think I understand.
So, or you can halve it and make 12 Yorkshire puddings for your roast beef dinner.
I'm lost already.
It's easy peasy, and I'll write it down.
Oh, thanks.
So we want 4 eggs in a bowl.
Yep.
The way I smack them on the sides are breaking. That's really.
Yeah. These aren't
professional.
Oh, what? These aren't sound effects. Gain really is smashing eggs
on
my
the counter.
Head.
Right, and to that, where's my jug?
I don't know where your jug is.
400 millilitres of milk.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a noise.
Right, go for it.
Because I'm going to whisk it.
And while Gaynor's whisking, I suppose I should say something, but I can't think of anything, so I'll just let her make a hell of a racket.
Sorry, I'll do it really quick. Done.
Wow,
so
look
at
that.
You whisk your milk and eggs until it's nice and frothy.
Looks like a bubble bath.
It does. And to that, we're going to add 300 grams of flour, plain flour.
Right.
Now, as you know, I do handfuls.
Yes.
So just before you came in, I measured out my handfuls to find out how many handfuls it was in grams.
That okay, really?
Thought ahead, yeah.
So how many handfuls is 300 grams?
6.
Oh, now she's whisking again.
I'm sorry. It's quicker. You can use a beater that is quieter.
I'm stepping back here.
Why are you standing?
You will. I know you. Oh no. It's going even quicker now.
There you go.
Well, our microphone's just gone off the scale there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There'll be a lot of hard of hearing listeners now after that.
Did you notice I went up on my toes for that? Because I'm not
yeah,
quite tall enough.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I backed off because I didn't want it all over me.
Now, here's a little secret with Yorkshire pudding.
Okay.
If you're going to do a roast dinner, roast beef, if you make your Yorkshire pudding mix in the morning, or the first thing, before you even put the beef in the oven, make the Yorkshire pudding mix.
Yeah.
And just leave it with a tea towel over it. And every time you walk past it, use a hand whisk or a beater and beat it.
Yeah.
The more air you put in, the higher the Yorkshire pudding.
Really?
Really.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, what I'm going to do, in the oven, I have got 4 sausages. You can have as many sausages as you want in your hole, really.
Right. So, 4 sausages. We're talking about family of 4 again, are we?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I've done 4 sausages because it's you. But you can put 6, 8 sausages.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of mixture. It's just in a low casserole dish.
Okay.
So, the sausages in first to slightly brown off.
Right.
Then you get the oil as hot as possible.
In the oven. Right.
So, I do it on a 200, 225 on the electric, and at home I do it on a 7, gas mark 7.
Okay.
So you get the oil until it's proper bubbling.
Proper bubbling.
Really hot.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you open the oven, your glasses steam up and you can't see anything.
Right.
Okay, then you know it's hot enough. It's a gauge of, is that oven hot enough?
Oh.
Yes, I can't see. It's hot enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's clear.
So.
I think.
Yeah. I'm gonna put the sausages in first before I do the Yorkshire pudding. Because I've only just put the oil in.
So, sausages in a casserole dish in oil.
In oil.
Which is really, really hot now.
Really hot, yeah. So
then in with the mix.
Yeah, and it starts to bubble on the sides.
Ooh, lovely.
You can actually hear that.
It looks good enough to eat, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And then that goes in the very hot oven. I'm hoping it is hot enough as well.
So what have we got here, Gaynor?
This is just shallow Yorkshire pudding tins.
Okay. Are they a special thing you have to buy? Or just
no, like any cake tin, any cake mini tin. Cake tins or whatever.
Okay.
And you just put vegetable oil in the bottom and get it really hot and then just pour in that mixture that we've just whisked up.
And it has to be hot before you pour the mix in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you put that in the oven for Yorkshire puddings. Take about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And because you've already put the sausages, toad in the hole, about 25 minutes, half an hour.
Right.
But you can see it, if you've got a glass door on your cooker, obviously.
Yeah.
You can see when it's ready, because they'll just come up. Now, this is absolutely imperative. Do not open the oven door.
Ever.
At all.
Right.
At all.
Why?
Because the minute you open the oven door and the temperature drops, the Yorkshire puddings will sink.
Oh, you don't want that.
No, you want big.
You want big, tall,
butch
Yorkshire puddings. Yeah.
So they have to stay there for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like this. But because...
Like what? We're on the radio now, Gaynor. It's no good showing me.
About 4 inches high.
Really?
I'm guessing.
Okay.
But because I'm like Blue Peter... Here's what I made earlier.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
So
that is toad in the hole, 4 sausages... and a nice brown, crispy-looking Yorkshire pudding. Here comes the plate.
But I will take a photograph of it so we can put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, good plug.
Yeah, I know.
And thanks for that reminder. Yes, we do have a late lunch Facebook page where Gaynor puts lots of photos and information on every week when she remembers. And she's coming at me with a knife. With a knife. Now.
I do remember, but I do. I wait until the podcast goes up, and then otherwise it gets confusing.
I was in Cornwall last week, and I didn't have toad in the hole, but I did have a Cornish pasty.
Did you?
Yeah, I quite liked it. Do you think we could do that one week?
Yep.
Right.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Is it?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes, I do like that.
When are we doing that one then, Gaynor?
Oh God, you got me on the spot. Do you want me to do it next week?
Yeah, shall we?
Can do.
Yeah.
So if it's fresh in your mind, although I don't want any criticisms, I do not want to hear your Cornish pasty in Cornwall was better than mine.
As if I dare.
No,
you might. Ever criticise.
Right, because this has cooled down a bit, you don't even need a knife and fork, just pick that up and munch
it. I'm just going to do that now. Mmm. That's amazing. Oh, that's lovely. It's so light, look at it as well.
And it's so crispy.
Oh, fluffy. Crispy. And is it important to get it really brown on top? And so when you're looking through the oven, you've got to wait till it's got a darkish brown. Almost looks like wood colour, doesn't it?
Yeah, because then you know that it's cooked right through. Although golden brown is good. It depends if you want a soggy bottom. Some people do like a soggy bottom on the Yorkshire pudding.
Have you got any toad in the hole jokes before we go, or anything quite dodgy
to say about
that? I
thought I'd leave all the jokes to you.
Okay.
For that one.
So we'll talk about sausages a bit more in detail another time.
Yeah.
Right.
But isn't that quick?
Oh,
I told you it would be really quick.
I mean, that's the quickest ever.
Yes.
And lovely as well. Well, thanks, Gaynor.
Yeah.
So possibly Cornish pasties next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll promise I'll enjoy them.
Yeah, I have been. Somebody's suggested that we do pavlova. But I don't know. Would we have interest for pavlova, do you think?
Well, shall we ask on the Facebook
page? We could. Choose a dessert. Yeah.
We could ask people to vote now, couldn't we?
We could.
What shall Gaynor make next week? So, who needs bake-off? That's what I say. Right. Yeah. Thanks, Gaynor.
Okay, see you next week.
You will. www.vectisradio.com